Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, Greg Grubb, Executive Director, and Andrea Wilson, Programs Director for PATH and Tyler, People Attempting to Help. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
To have you with us. Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/infocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Greg and Andrea, PATH, seems like it's been around forever. It's only been 34 years, 34 very interesting and productive years. Started in 1985, and it stands for People Attempting to Help, and it is certainly one of the leading human needs agencies in Tyler and serving the surrounding area as well. Greg, why don't you start by telling us a little bit more about PATH, maybe the history of it, and really what you're trying to do on a day-in, day-out basis.
Thank you, John. It's a great opportunity to be here. We appreciate it. PATH, yes, is a key part of the local Tyler and Smith County community and has been for 34 years. It was formed intentionally as a collaborative effort by our founder, Ms. Windsor, and especially the downtown churches who gathered together to address the needs of people in poverty in a very collaborative and coordinated and sustainable way. And so we provide a place for people who are in need to come. And we also provide a place, a consistent place, where people who want to help out in the community but don't know how to do that, to come. It's a safe place where people can get face-to-face and work on helping each other through the issues of life. So we offer things like the largest food pantry in the region. And we offer basic assistances with rent, utility, dental appointments, vision appointments, tax returns, lots of different services intentionally to be a place that is meaningful for people to come to. They won't be wasting their time looking for help at PATH.
You mentioned Mrs. Windsor, and that would be Gertrude Windsor, really a legendary figure in Tyler, a servant leader, I think might be the best way to describe her work. And she was actually the person who had, I guess, the vision. It was, a co-founding experience. She gathered with some ministers and some other folks in the community, but it all started with people coming to her back door asking for help. And 34 years later, here we are. And where are you? At 402 West Front Street in Tyler, just a little ways west of the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception, if you want to use that as a landmark. And you've been there since 1989. I remember when I was one of the news people who covered the transition to what had been a Tyler Junior College property many years earlier. But that's where people can go.
And originally a medical clinic, John, if you'll remember.
Back I do remember day. That. Yeah. Yeah. That was, I think, before TJC took it over. But we digress, and we don't want to do that. Only have 30 minutes. Now, your vision or your mission statement, I guess, define that for me, if you would, restoring hope to empower our neighbors. I guess you could say, if nothing else, your credo. That's what you really work at every day, isn't it?
Exactly. It's the value that we try to pass down to all of our staff, all of our volunteers, all of our donors. That's what we're about is looking around the community and seeing what's needed, and then trying to help those neighbors who need those services, or sometimes just a shoulder to cry on, or a friendly face to speak to.
Sure thing. Phone number, by the way, 903-617-2807, and the website is pathhelps.org.
And let me give you a little better phone number, John, because that's my office number, and I may or may not answer the phone sometimes.
Okay.
So a better one for public information would be 903-597-PATH, P-A-T-H. That's 7284.
Okay. 592-7284. Okay. 597-7284. 903-597-PATH is the phone number that people need to know if they want to give you a call.
That's the best number, yes, sir.
All righty. And pathhelps.org is the website and the requisite social media, Facebook, I'm sure.
Yes,
and,
PATH Helps will get you there on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all those social media outlets.
Okay, so no matter how you like to communicate, PATH is there for you. One of the things we want to hit early on is PATH Week, and that is really specifically why we scheduled the show for this time of year. It's coming up real soon. PATH Week is a long tradition at PATH. It's evolved over the years. Basically, the way you celebrate PATH Week now is through a single-day luncheon. But tell us about PATH Week, what it's all about, and what's going to be happening Thursday, September 19th.
Right. So, Yeah, so the people in the community will start to see the, our traditional Path Week yard signs popping up next week about the 12th, about a week ahead of the event, the major event. And so you'll see the yard signs. That will help you remember as well. But the celebration is a big celebration of the work that we do. It's a public awareness opportunity. It's a fundraising opportunity. It's a great place to come learn more about PATH. It's a great place to connect with people who are already engaged with the work at PATH. It's just a great place to come to learn more or to be a supporter. We need all of those to attend, and everyone is invited. It's at the Green Acres Crosswalk Center on Thursday the 19th at 11:30 is the starting time. We'll need you to purchase tickets, preferably through the website, pathhelps.org, by about the 12th, for sure by Monday the 16th. Will be about the deadline to purchase tickets.
Okay, can you tell us how much the cost is?
Those are $40.
$40, okay.
It is a fundraising event. It's our biggest fundraising event. We look to raise over $150,000.
Okay, Greg Grubb, Andrea Wilson with us this morning from PATH and Tyler. People attempting to help, I'm John Sims, and this is In Focus. So again, Thursday, September 19th at 11:30 at Green Acres Crosswalk Center. Years ago, it was a full week's worth of events, and I think several years ago, you just kind of decided to scale it back and make it into something that basically would work best for your neighbors, the people that you are in the business of serving on a day-in, day-out basis.
Exactly. It's hard to run a bunch of events without detracting from your services, and that's what we found ourselves doing. And we said, well, this makes no sense. Why are we raising funds when we're not serving people? But that's what we like to be about, is serving people, and that's what we're going to celebrate this year will be those key core services that we do that we're probably best known for. We call them our emergency services.
Okay. No keynote speaker this year, just a celebration of your core emergency services, really what you're all about.
Right. Try to stay close to the mission this year. We really want to focus in on that and the people and even the companies who are involved in helping us do that.
Okay. Now, five companies play key and very different roles in these programs, and they're going to be honored with your initial Trudy Richardson Community Impact Awards. People who know about PATH and who have been following PATH and keeping up with your work for many years know about Trudy Richardson, but a lot of people don't. So tell us about Trudy. She is really a key figure in the history of your organization.
Absolutely. You mentioned Mrs. Gertrude Windsor, and she certainly is pretty famous around the community and as our founder. It's interesting that when she started PATH, she was 90 years old.
That's right, yeah.
So that's just an amazing person. So her granddaughter, Trudy Richardson, kind of carried the mantle from there and was actually on our PATH board for years and years until she passed away in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was our tie to the past, and she was also somebody who kept pushing us out to serve more and more in the community.
So this year, for the first time, you have several Community Impact Awards that you're giving away in her honor. And tell us quickly, just in thumbnail form, who the honorees are and why they're being honored.
Okay. We'll go through that for us, Andrea, because Andrea's our programs director, and she knows most about what we do as far as our actual services.
All right. I think you're both pretty knowledgeable, but Andrea, there
Thanks,
you go.
Thanks, John. We are honoring KLTV this year for their role in publicizing our Coats for Kids event, the collection drive that will begin October 1st, where we supply about 1,000 community kids with coats to keep them warm. We're also going to honor TXU Energy, who has been a partner with PATH for over almost 20 years and has helped our community with over $2 million in assistance to TXU families to keep the lights on.
And speaking of keeping the lights on, the Lighthouse for the Blind is another one of your honorees.
Absolutely. Lighthouse for the Blind funds our Saving Sight program, where we are able to connect individuals with eye exams and glasses in order for them often to get or keep a job.
Okay, and just please continue. Two more to go, I believe.
Absolutely. The Genesis Group is a great community sponsor for many of our programs, our special drives, including our fan drive that we have in the summer, our blanket drive in the winter, holiday meal baskets that we provide to the families that live in our transitional housing program.
All right, and last but not least,
Walmart of Tyler. The donations that they do allow us to provide fresh vegetables, lots of different items to the families that go through our pantry on a weekly basis. They have provided over 150,000 pounds to PATH in the past year.
All right, so five honorees, the initial recipients of the Trudy Richardson Community Impact Awards. That's going to be one of the key, if not the key, one of the key aspects, if not the key aspect of the green, of the, excuse me, the PATH Week Celebration Luncheon happening Thursday, September 19th, 11:30 at Green Acres Crosswalk Center. And get your tickets now, $40. You can get them on the website, pathhelps.org. We'll come back to that. We want to make sure that we keep the PATH Week celebration on people's radar. This morning, as we talk on In Focus with Greg Grubb, Executive Director, and Andrea Wilson, Programs Director at PATH, People Attempting to Help in Tyler, I'm John Sims, and again, this is In Focus. Now we move into what you do. The emergency service is available on a walk-in basis, 40 hours a week, and the long-term service is centered around your unique transitional housing program. I'll toss the ball to either of you who wants to pick it up off the field now that we're in football season. And start with the emergency services. What are we looking at here?
John, our emergency services encompasses things like our food pantry, where we have walk-in families who come to get a 2 or 3 day supply of food just to get them through the month. In addition to our food pantry, we offer rent and utility assistance for folks who are on the verge of homelessness as a result of them not being able to afford the rent here in Tyler, which is definitely very difficult to find affordable housing in Tyler because the rents are very high.
Yeah.
We also help with vision assistance, dental assistance, where we partner with 22 dentists in Tyler for families who don't have any dental insurance and they're in pain. We also have seasonal programs that operate out of our emergency services department, where we supply fans in the summertime, blankets in the winter, school supplies for kiddos, and our Coats for Kids drive that's coming up.
All righty. Busy, busy, busy. By the way, we wanted to mention you're open Monday through Thursday. Your hours have changed over the years, and it's 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday, closed on Fridays. Right. What you discovered, Greg, I think shortly after you became the executive director a few years ago, is this just works best for your neighbors. And when we say neighbors, we're talking about people normally referred to as clients. You consider them neighbors, and I think it's important to stick with that particular word when talking about the people that you help.
Exactly. Yeah, these are, you know, since we are a local agency, we're totally local, locally founded, locally funded, locally governed. So these are our neighbors. We live in close proximity to all the folks that we serve. And many times you will be surprised by somebody walking in the door that you would not think would be somebody that would need assistance. But, you know, we try to make it as easy as possible for them to come to us because they are our neighbors and we want to treat them well. Yeah, we changed the hours about 5 years ago because traditionally we had been only open from 8:30 to 4:30 during all the years that I volunteered there. Which is great for volunteers. It worked well for us. But we found that people were having to take off of work in order to come find us to get some potential help with some financial resource or even some food. And you know, it finally became clear to us. They said, well, this makes no sense. Why are we forcing people to take off work in order to come get help? So we just adjusted our hours, and so we're open 8 to 6. And we don't see a lot of people in that last hour or so, but we see some. And so those are the people that we're trying to serve, are the people who are working full-time, and they don't have to take off anymore to come see us.
All right.
So we gave up Friday, which was always a really slow day.
Right.
Anyway,
yeah.
I would kind of like to get back to offering some services on Friday. And as soon as we figure out how to staff that, we'll do that.
Okay. But right now, 8 to 6 Monday through Thursday. And if you're really in desperate need of help, there are other agencies in the community, Salvation Army, the Highway 80 Rescue Mission that can take care of folks, and agencies that you partner and collaborate with along the way. So that's really important. Wanted to get into a little bit more detail. Andrea talked about the food pantry. and I think we mentioned earlier in the show, you operate the largest choice food pantry in the area, and it strikes me that you have a wide variety of healthy pantry items, fresh produce, dairy, meat, bread, able to assist families and individuals once every 30 days, and you do kind of have to keep an eye on that, don't you? There is the, I know that one of the and again, I'm trying to find the right word here. One of the things that's been said about PATH over the years is that you're a hand up, not a hand out. And isn't that part of the reason that you only want to assist people every 30 days?
Yeah, it's also a place where we can express the kindness that's in our hearts due to our faith or due to our character. So it's a place of kindness as well. And so balancing those two aspects, you know, we try to be good stewards of the resources that we get. We try to treat people well so that they are encouraged to improve and do better and get out of whatever situation is holding them back. But we also are going to be the hands and feet of kindness in this community. And so those two things are always in balance. The once every 30-day rule is our attempt at rationing our resources, at spreading them as far as we can, and getting people some help. But we're PATH, and if we find somebody that is in really desperate need, we make exceptions as needed because we are the people who are expressing kindness in this community.
Okay. You kind of have to look at it from both ends, is what I'm getting from
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
You do need to show proof of residency, bring an ID for any other adults in your household. It's a walk-in service, and it is, of course, in the main building at 402 West Front Street in downtown Tyler. All this information, by the way, available on the website, pathhelps.org, or by calling 903-597-PATH. 903-597-PATH or 597-7284. Greg Grubb, Andrea Wilson, our guests this morning on In Focus from PATH, People Attempting to Help. I'm John Sims. And moving on into the dental area, the first Wednesday of every month, you operate a dental line that you can call if you need basic dental work. I understand no on-site dental work is done, but you're really very strong on the resource and referral piece of that.
Absolutely. We refer out to 22 dentists locally who help families or who help individuals who are in pain with dental pain, with extractions. And sometimes we are able to help with something more than extractions, restorations. But our goal is to help people get out of pain.
Okay. Prescription assistance is the next one. You got a couple of programs that offer prescription assistance. Could we go through those kind of quickly?
We have a short-term prescription assistance program where we're able to partner with pharmacies here in Tyler and fill one prescription at a $50 maximum per year for an individual. Oftentimes that program, we meet individuals who are on more expensive medications for long-term illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's insulin or they have high blood pressure and they're on a medication like that. We partner with pharmaceutical companies where we fill out paperwork and help people get enrolled in the pharmaceutical companies prescription assistance program, so they can benefit from their prescriptions at no cost for 1 year based on their low income.
Very good. And you've partnered with, as we mentioned earlier, the Lighthouse for the Blind, which actually has a facility right across the street from PATH. Their resources are a little spread out now. They've got one a little bit further north, I believe, on Bodark, and then an office right in front of PATH. But you've partnered with them, and along with Dr. Gene Bennett and IMART Express, to provide vision assistance. How does that work?
Absolutely. That's been a longstanding program that we've had, and we've been able to help over 5,000 individuals get glasses, an eye exam, and then, if needed, glasses for their... Oftentimes it's for a job that they need, a truck driver
sure.
who needs to be able to get his CDL, and he needs glasses, and so that's who comes in.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a free service, and that's an interesting genesis to that program because actually Lighthouse, our neighbors across the street, as you mentioned, they came to us and said, okay, we want to not just work with people who are blind, but how can we help prevent blindness? Because we know people aren't getting their eyes examined, and that they're more likely then to lose their vision. How can we do that? And we said, well, pretty much everybody who is in some kind of financial need comes through our doors at some point, and many of them are uninsured and do need vision assistance. How about if we partner up? We'll find an optometrist and eyeglasses shop, and pulling everybody together that way, we're able to serve several people, probably 25 to 30 individuals every
right.
month with that kind of service.
Okay. And now that's a walk-in service. It's important, I think, quickly to go over the fact that some of these that we're talking about are walk-in services. Some are not. You can get more information. What you don't hear on the air this morning, you can get more information on the website, pathhelps.org, or by calling, once again, 903-597-PATH. That's 903-597-7284. Kid reach and mentoring. That's a really important part of what you do as well.
Yeah, we love that mentoring program. It's a way that we can serve families in a very different way, because we know that even though the adults and the parents and guardians and grandparents these days are suffering the brunt of it because they have the responsibility to provide for their family, the kids are also suffering and they need somebody they can talk to, somebody they can relate to. So the Kid Reach mentoring program pairs up one healthy, stable adult figure with one child in need. This is totally at the parents' requests and their cooperation, so they're totally involved from square one. But it's a program to allow the kids to have somebody to work with them, to meet with them on a regular basis, to form a long-term relationship with, so that they can have somebody, a trusted, kind, blessed individual who is willing to share their life with a child who needs some stable factor in their lives. So it's a great blessing. There's no really cost involved. We encourage the mentors not to spend a lot of money on the kids. Just basic activities. They don't have to go to Disney World or anything. They just can go for an ice cream cone. That's a perfect activity.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a winner to me. Greg Grubb and Andrea Wilson with PATH. People attempting to help in Tyler are. Yes, this morning on In Focus, I'm John Sims. Moving into the housing piece, and let's start with rent and mortgage assistance, and then PATH Community Homes, and then moving on into that transitional housing program, the third of which I believe is really the key, the one thing that I believe you really want to focus on as far as the work that you do with housing assistance. And we can kind of go over that rather quickly. Just tell people basically how all that works and how the pieces work together.
Yeah, so that immediate assistance is one of those things that we have to have an appointment for. We have to schedule an appointment for because we do take a good hard look at their finances to make sure that we're putting these resources into a situation that is sustainable, that makes sense, that they won't wind up in exactly the same position the following month.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew, you want to talk
Absolutely.
A little bit about that?
Our pantry assistance, John, is usually what brings people in our door.
Right.
But what we find is that through that one-on-one conversation with a caseworker that we can learn about some deeper issues where we may really be able to form a relationship with someone. And that does lead us into the rent use and utility assistance and then eventually into transitional housing. The rent use assistance is specific for families who have just had an issue they couldn't have planned for, unexpected, that occurred that kept them from being able to pay their rent. Often we find that someone has a car repair that costs $600 to repair so they can get back to work. That $600 has to come from somewhere because they don't have that in savings. And so those are really the families that we're targeting, is who under normal circumstances can pay rent on their own, but they have had something unexpected happen in their family. And so we can step in to help with that.
Okay. And from there, if all goes well, you move into the PATH Community Homes and the transitional housing. Briefly, just tell us how those work.
Absolutely. So from that rent assistance program, we often find families who are living outside their means. They can't afford the rent that they pay, but they need some help. They have goals, they have hopes, and they have dreams. And those families would feed into our transitional housing program. We own 52 properties, and we operate a housing program that pairs affordable rent with a case manager who works as an advocate, a coach, if you will, who works side by side with families who are trying to achieve their dreams, whether that is to be able to go back to school and improve their job skills, or maybe it's to clean up their credit, or maybe it's just simply to learn some financial budgeting. And so this person is going to walk side by side with them to get them from where they are to where they want to be. And sometimes that's a curvy road, and they need someone that they can rely on. That's what our caseworkers do. They work hand in hand with those families who have hopes and have dreams, and we help them figure out how to get there.
Oh, okay. And that's basically for a period of 24 months. But you can get more information, again, from that website. There's a lot on there. And, of course, we don't want to get too terribly specific because it's case by case. Each family is going to be facing different issues.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the important part about this to me is that we take great care to interview and to help each family figure out whether what program is right for them. And transitional housing may be the right program for them. They may be ready to make the efforts that they're going to need to do to accomplish those goals. And it may not be. And that's okay. There's no judgment here. We just want to pair families up with the program that's right for them.
You bet. Greg Grubb, Andrea Wilson with PATH, People Attempting to Help, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. And you're also in the process of doubling the extent of your transitional housing program. Going to be adding a second housing case manager to your staff?
Yeah, we've already done that, actually. We're in the process of expanding her caseload. We got a wonderful grant from the Women's Fund, a local philanthropic organization that makes major impact in our community. We got a grant to cover the salary for the first year, and so we added a second housing case manager. We found that these housing case managers can handle a caseload of about 30 families. It's so intensive the way they're working with families, many of them on a weekly basis, that about 30 families is about the maximum they can handle. And so with our 52 homes, then we could only handle about 30 families in the active case management. So we add this second case manager. Eventually, we plan to have essentially all of those 52 homes under active case management, families working toward their goals, and then to expand beyond that to be able to work hand in hand with this case management program to families who are outside of our homes even. So we don't have to have them in our homes. We think our homes are a benefit and a blessing in that we charge about half of the market rate rental and we try to keep them up, but we cannot keep adding to our housing inventory. The finances just aren't there to do that. It's going to be painfully slow, but we can start to help more families outside of the families of the houses that we own, and that's the exciting part to us is being able to expand, and that could have unlimited implications.
Mm-hmm. A couple of minutes left in the show, and quickly we want to talk about Coats for Kids. That starts October 1st, something you do every year to keep the kids warm during the winter months.
Yeah, it's a fun event, and anybody can participate. So we collect financial donations, of course. That's always good, and we can go out and buy brand new coats. Usually we can buy them in bulk and get a discount. The main way we receive coats, however, is people looking through their closets because obviously children grow. And so if your child was wearing a coat last year, they probably cannot fit in that coat this year.
Probably not.
So what do you do with that used coat? Maybe that gently used coat. Maybe that coat that they only wore once or twice because, we don't have those harsh of a winters here in Tyler. But when you need a coat, you need a coat. And so if you look through your closet and find a coat, especially a child size, but even an adult size coat that doesn't fit anymore or is out of style or you don't like it anymore, and you'll be able to take it to a dry cleaner's, and almost all of the local Tyler area dry cleaners participate with us, and they'll clean those coats for free and collect them for us, and then we'll pick them up. And then the Saturday before Thanksgiving, we'll distribute those to about 1,000 children in the community.
Okay, and more details on that coming up very soon. Also, looking a few months down the road, Christmas in the neighborhood is almost here, and we'll be getting more information on that fairly soon. Don't have time to go into a lot of details about it, but that's a special thing you do around the holiday season every year, so stay tuned. Donations always accepted and welcomed. Volunteer opportunities are there. You can call the PATH office at 903-597-PATH or check the website pathhelps.org to learn more about that. And also one more plug for the big one, PATH Week. Thursday, September 19th, 11:30 at Green Acres Crosswalk Center. Tickets are $40. Check the website pathhelps.org for more information on that. And this year's program, again, about core emergency services programs and the volunteers and staff who make them happen, serving 19,000 of your neighbors annually. And don't forget the five companies getting the Trudy Richardson Community Impact Awards. There's just going to be a whole lot going on that day. We're out of time because there's so much more we could talk about, but Greg Grubb, Executive Director, and Andrea Wilson, Programs Director for PATH, People Attempting to Help. And Tyler, our guest this morning, thanks so much for joining us. Keep doing the great things you do.
Thank you.
Thanks,
so much.
Thanks, John.
You bet. Greg and Andrea with PATH, our guests this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again next week on In Focus.